You talking about the horseshoes? Did y'all ever play a game with the?
Yeah, we were players there.
Mm-hmm. That's
what, yeah, because about up, growing up, we played it.
What about things like baseball and so forth? Did y'all ever play any?
Well,
of those
after I was growing up, we played baseball. Yeah. We had a ball team, Rubber Road. We called that place over here Rubber Road. That was a shipping point, a railroad shipping point, mm-hmm. Rubber Road. And the post office was Elgin, always has been.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We had a ball diamond over there in different places. We had a team, man. We played. We Coal Hill, that's coal mining mill from Glenmay up there, about a mile from Glenmay back up there. They had a team. Glenmay had a team. Robbins had a team, so we'd get together sometimes on Sunday and play ball. We played about, I have played three players. I played Glenmay and Coal Hill and Robbins too. All in one day we'd have an appointment with them, you know.
Yes. Now, is this, is Elgin still got a post office there?
Yeah, down here on 452 Lee, put us there, Mess Elgin, yeah.
And that's, now, do you remember when the railroads first came in here, or were they here before you were?
They was here. They was here when I was born, but my daddy was about, I guess, 6 or 7 years old when they built it to here. Mm-hmm.
So they hadn't been there all that long, had they?
Huh?
They hadn't been there long, had they?
Mm-hmm. It's come to Glenmay. Mm-hmm. That was the end of it. From Chattanooga to Glenmay, and had a roundhouse down there. And then they had it built from Cincinnati down so far, and they just finished up through the center back when he was a boy. Said daddy'd send him to Glenmay after the mail right before there was a post office in Rugby Road over here. Got the mail to Glenmay. He'd send him down there after the mail, and my daddy said, run all the way down and get the mail and then run back up and watch him work a while and get home so he wouldn't be losing any time. He had to get back some time.
I guess you remember when they paved all the roads in the area.
When they done what?
Paved all the roads.
Oh, yeah. This regular old dirt road just about wide enough to get 100 places to pass a wagon on.
Yes, sir.
Some place wasn't wide enough to pass away.
Yes,
of course, you could hear the one coming for a long way, you know. And look out for him, find a wide place, someone pull out and get by.
You were telling me about when you were blacksmith, you had to fix wagons, didn't you?
Had a what?
You had to work on wagons when you were blacksmith.
Oh, yeah, I built wagons.
Oh. What all would you have to fix on the wagon? What's some of the parts?
Well, mostly you had to fill the wheels and put in axles. You break a wheel down sometimes, break an axle, and you'd have to put in one and fill the wheels. I've got some wagons built in there. All of them built just like the big ones used to be. I'll show you them before you leave.
Okay, yes, I want to see them. That a big old long, you know, when you got them, that you got two horses, that big long bar that goes in there, what do they call that? That go up between the two horses?
When you got,
you know, you got the wagon and your
tongue, you mean,
yes,
your tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Where you work through, you have a tongue out here.
Yes, sir.
Then you have a coupling pole out through here, and you couple that wagon off. You got a long stuff to haul on it. Mm-hmm. Couple it out, I'll haul 20 foot lumber on them.
Wow.
Couple them out 20 feet.
Yeah. What do they call that bar of wood and back there that the traces had come back and fastened to on that wagon? That, you know, with the traces on the horse had come back?
Oh, it's a double tree where they hook to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be a double tree there and then a swinger tree on each end of it. And they hook the horses to the swinger tree.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty hard to make those things, make those wagons.
Well, it's a lot of work.
Yes,
best when you had to hew them out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What kind of lumber would you usually use for?
We use white oak and hickory. Hickory for makes the wagon axles out of them. We use white oak for the hounds and the most